some time on healthcare today. We can't just talk about the corrupt FBI and the problems they have there and all the little crony things going on there. So we spend the last half hour talking about healthcare, important topics. If you'd like to weigh in on your concerns, your comments about healthcare in America 2017, 888-900-9966, the hotline number, 888-900-9966. Curious your thoughts on the conversation with David Hochberg, who says we should repeal that mandate, and Marianne Udall Phillips, who says we have to figure out what the government's role really is. Let's go to John checking in from Portage today, listening to WKMI down there. John, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. I was listening to your last guest, and I have a little bit of disagreement. In reality, health insurance started after World War II with Blue Cross Blue Shield, and basically, as you have indicated, it began to grow and grow. There is a concept out there that health insurance is a right. Health insurance is not a right. It's not established anywhere as a right. That's something the United Nations people seem to like to talk about. But in the United States here, it is not a right. It is a commodity. And there is a way to deal with it. There can be a plan, the Great American Health Plan, where there's a uniform statute where states can adopt it or not adopt it, where they have about 10 tiers in it, where there's a uniformity within each tier as to what product you get so that you know what you're getting. And you buy the level that you want. If you want to buy the Rolls-Royce plan all the way up at the top, okay, and pay all of that money, you buy that commodity. If you want to buy the plan at the bottom, the Volkswagen plan at the bottom, okay, and you have catastrophic coverage and a concierge plan,
yep.
Well, that's there. And in each of these levels, they have to be a little bit of variance. Salesmanship, but they have to have a uniformity up to, I would say, 87.5%. All plans will be the similar or the same, and people pick and choose them so that when they get it at the Volkswagen level, they know basically what's in there, except for the rare things that an insurance company puts together to make it even more inviting.
I got you, John.
There's a way to do it.
Why you got to pick on Volkswagen all the time?
Well, it's not a Rolls Royce. Would you agree with that?
That's a fair point. I'm just having fun with you, John. Greatly appreciate you checking in from WKMI. Good points made there. But see, I do believe that government has a role in regulating and making sure that the products are offered, whether it's the Volkswagen or the Rolls Royce, that those products that are offered meet some sort of, you know, standards and guidelines and parameters. Okay, I can understand that, to make sure that the consumers are not being ripped off by some unscrupulous operators. I can appreciate that point of view. But it concerns me when the federal government gets ever larger and expanding and putting its tentacles ever farther into healthcare, because that's not what I want. It's what some people want in this country. And in fact, there might even be more than 50% now that believe that way, because we've allowed them to be taught these things, despite the fact that these healthcare systems, these panaceas, as put into place in European countries or Canada or South America, wherever you choose your place, where you have a single payer healthcare system. And then you'll realize that many of these people, those that can afford it, travel to the United States, you see, because there will always be two healthcare systems. Always. There will be a healthcare system for those that can afford whatever they need, and then something for everybody else. And that's the way it is. Because those that can afford to go get treatments done wherever, whether it's done at a regular hospital or on the black market, they will get it done. They will find qualified people, qualified doctors, qualified. So if they need a hip replacement, I've told you this story before, but I'll tell you again. Ivy has a good friend who lives in Poland, or is from Poland. His mother lived there. She was over 80, and she needed a hip replacement. Well, the Polish government determined that hip replacement was too expensive for a woman of her age. So it's like the independent payment advisory boards. They decided for a woman of her age, a hip replacement was just too expensive and they wouldn't get the return on investment. Can you imagine they look at people that way? What is the return on investment of putting a hip into this woman? Well, the rest of the story is this. He flew his mom to the United States, paid $20,000 out of his pocket because he could afford it. And just like I demonstrate to you, there are two different healthcare systems always. Because he could afford it, he paid the $20,000 for the hip. His mother recovered. She lived 15 years. 15 years. I would say that's a pretty damn good return on investment. You see, so it's not the government's role to determine who gets what health coverage and when. I also told you this story recently. I went to the pharmacy to have a prescription filled. And I came back an hour later to pick it up. They said, yeah, we're real sorry, but we can't fill the prescription this way. And I said, well, why not? Insurance company says no. What do you mean the insurance company? My doctor says this is what I need. And no insurance company says they'll only pay for a dosage that's, the dosage was actually larger and less frequent, which made no sense. But the insurance company, because of Obamacare and other legislation that's been pushed through, has more control over my health care, more control over your health care than does my doctor or your doctor. And that doesn't make sense to anyone. Well, except the insurance companies, they get to dictate how they're, you know, how the money works, I suppose. But these are all things that need to be talked about. Because in order to solve a healthcare issue, we have to get to the healthcare issue. We have to get to what is government's role? What is the role of insurance companies? What is the role of the private individual? These are all questions and conversations and concepts we have to find some common ground on. Those are my thoughts. You can always share yours at stevegruber.com. We'll be right back.